pressing and kneading the flesh deliciously. "You gonna make a dream come true and let me fuck you right here?" His green eyes were blazing with a fiery ball of lust. I shook my head and pressed lower, grinding into his stiff shaft, rocking my hips back and forth. I set up a rhythm that had us both gasping. "Nuh-uh, I'll be doing the fucking." A grin that likely matched my own slid across his lips. Wes's hands moved up my flowy little skirt, where he pushed his hand down into the back of my underwear, gripping my ass more fully. "Sweetheart, I'm all yours for the taking. Any way you want it, you can have it. As long as that tight cunt is wrapped around my cock, I'll take any orders you throw out." Hearing Wes say the word cock was like zapping my clit with a white-hot poker. It sizzled and throbbed, wanting attention. Without taking much time, I pushed off his thighs, removed my underwear, and dropped to my knees on the limo floor, where I yanked and tugged at his shorts. His cock sprang free. Eureka. I wrapped a hand around the root and squeezed. Wes groaned, his eyes closed, and his head fell back against the leather seat. A pearl of pre-cum beaded at the tip, and it looked too good to pass up. Wes's eyes looked down just as I licked the tip of his dick.